Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting our views on top energy events of last week. I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Commodity prices and market returns continue to be extremely volatile while the market's focus has shifted from Greece and Iran to earnings. Ah, earnings season, when the coffee flows like water, the mornings start early, the nights run late, and you forget what your kids look like. Good times. Regarding returns for the week, the S&P Energy Index dropped 1.7%, E&Ps dropped 3.3%, oil dropped 5.2%, but not to be outdone, MLPs finished the week down 8.4%. This brings MLP returns to a negative 18.3% for the year, down 30% from the peak level seen about a year ago. Wow, MLPs are down a lot. Fundamentals must be terrible, right? No, but I'll tell you, earnings season has certainly not been boring. Plains hosted the most surprising or unexpected earnings call announcement in the midstream space last week, giving a pessimistic 2016 outlook, warning of a slowdown in growth. Consequently, PAA and PAGP were down 11% and 23% respectively. This sparked a sell-off across the entire space Wednesday, where the index lost 5% on the day, but more on that in a minute. So the natural question is, if Plains is struggling, isn't everybody? And is the MLP growth story dead? In our view, the answer is a resounding no. So far, nearly all of our midstream holdings have reported earnings, and the breakdown is as follows. Average EBITDA growth was 10% over last year. Distributions grew 2.5% over last quarter and 12% over last year, with an average 1.2 times coverage of those distributions. So the key takeaway is cash flow is growing, and we forecast additional cash flow growth from new projects entering service. We believe this will lead to MLP distribution growth of 5 to 7% over the next 12 months and likely beyond, compared to the 5-year median of 4% distribution growth. All this leads to the valuation question. MLP's fundamentals have remained steady in spite of sub-$50 oil, and MLPs are down 30% from their peak, then valuations must look cheap, right? Well, we agree. Wednesday, August 5th goes down as one of the worst trading days in MLP history, and at the close of last week, MLPs are on pace for their worst month ever. So where do we stand on MLP valuation? MLPs have been bouncing around a 7 to 7.5% current yield, their cheapest level in over 5 years. The last time MLP yields were this wide, growth was running about 3%. And historically, MLPs not growing distributions have traded around an 8% yield, just wide of where we are right now. And like I said, we still expect 5 to 7% growth for the space. But enough about MLPs. In E&P earnings, the name of the game is growing or maintaining production while spending less capital. Unless, that is, you're in the Permian Basin, where drilling earns nice returns even below $50. Here we're seeing companies accelerating drilling activity. On the other hand, in the Bakken, we've seen a more cautious outlook with several companies cutting spending and production forecasts. Regardless of basin, the universal trend we are seeing is drilling and completing costs coming down and companies doing more with less. Last but not least, the real winners in this environment are refiners and petrochemical companies. Last week, TSO was the latest refiner to announce record earnings, beating estimates by 15% on top of buying back 2% of its outstanding stock and bumping their dividend 28% during the quarter. Not too shabby. And then there's Westlake, who also reported record cash flow, which beat estimates by 25% and was up 20% over last year, closing out reporting season for commodity chems on a strong note. And that wraps up this week's podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.